96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 9th of January. And be careful out there. If you don't have to get out, please stay indoors. And we're very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Emergency Communications Director Roxanne Van Gundy. Roxanne, good morning. How are you?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
We're doing all right. How are things going for you today?
I'm busy. It's already been a busy evening, so we've been working hard.
We were going to ask initially about, you know, I think when we had this planned out, we were going to talk a little bit about, you know, what happened last year of note, what's coming up this year. But let's start, I guess, with the workload of your emergency dispatch crew on a situation like this, which is, you know, intense at times and continuing to evolve here now for a second full day.
Right. So, I mean, Chuck, as we've talked about before, you know, there's only two people in there. So, you know, it's not a lot of workload that is going to overwhelm them. You know, they can only do so much. So overnight, they had about 15 motor vehicle accidents that were called into them. They had 5 slide-offs, and then they had a couple of lines that were down that they had to deal with as well. And we had some power outages through the center and then again out into some of our communications equipment. So they had to deal with some technology issues as well as some actual calls for service.
That's a load.
That is a load.
Yeah.
So any other calls? Things been okay? Obviously, you know, we're fortunate not to have, you know, having to dealt with any fires, anything like that. But any other kinds of calls you've been receiving, Roxanne?
You know, people have really tried their best, I think, to stay home and stay warm and stay out of trouble. And so, you know, we did have the issue on Willoughby a couple days back, but, you know, people have been really great about staying off the roadways and taking some extra caution. So I would say in this storm, we've actually felt like it's gone pretty well because people have really taken the time to, you know, travel only when necessary and get out there when they need to, not just to get out and about to get out and about.
Well, at least there's good news. So hopefully that continues here to the rest of the day today. Let's talk a little bit about 2023 in review from your chair. I know that you guys kick out a lot of information about emergency dispatch and the work that you do on a regular basis on social media. How busy of a year was it for you?
I think it, you know, it's 12 months that all kind of go in a blur. I mean, before you know it, it's already December. You know, we've had a lot of call volume. We've tried really hard to find those right people, you know, as we've been trying to do for 5 years now. And you know, it just seems like the weeks blur into months. And then by the time it's December, you don't know where the last 12 months have gone. You know, we've always wanted to do a little more and get a little farther on the hiring front. But I think we've, you know, accomplished our goals. And we put out a couple of days ago about some of our quality standards and how all of our call takers have really exceeded quality standards for medical dispatching and fire dispatching. And I think that's something to really be proud of. When you're in an emergency, like a medical emergency, you really want to know that you're being taken care of by the best, and we are.
Yeah, have we seen any technology upgrades this past year, Roxanne?
We have not. We had a lot of technology upgrades early on in my administration just simply because we needed to get where 911 was. We were a little bit behind. But we've tried to kind of hold off on doing much more this past year and probably a little into this year because technology upgrades are a strain on the staff, and it does cause, you know, an extra burden and some extra stress. And so we wanted to kind of really focus 2023 on hiring and community outreach, which we did with our Citizens Academy, and just kind of have a year where we could catch our breath.
You know, so excuse me, Chuck.
No, you're fine.
So staff-wise, Roxanne, how are you sitting right now?
We're sitting at 16. We are budgeted for 18, and we are able to hire to 20 if we could find those people. So we could really use four if they're out there. 911's a great career.
What is it about emergency dispatch work here, Roxanne, that not only you have found rewarding, but your current staff is on? Because it seems like you have a crew that's not only dedicated, but you have a crew that's been there for a while.
Oh, yeah, tons of veterans. You know, Chuck, I talked about this before, but, you know, when I walked into 911, I had no idea what I was walking into, and it's this job I saw in the paper. But when you walk into something that you really truly feel is your calling and why you were put on this earth, that changes it for you. And I truly believe that that's how deep my love is for the job that I do and how deep our love in general is for the job that we do. A lot of our veterans feel the same way. It's a calling. It's something that only certain people are built to do, and those who have found it as a profession find it really rewarding in that sense.
Well, and the training is quite extensive too, isn't it? If you jump into the 911 call world, I mean, you just don't jump in. There's a lot of training involved, isn't there?
There is, and I think sometimes that's where we struggle with staffing, because it is, you know, advertised as an entry-level job, but it is a lot of work to learn. You know, you have to take a lot of coursework to become emergency medical certified. You have to take a lot of courses and training to be emergency fire certified. And then you have to learn all of the ins and outs of law enforcement, the technology. And so I do think when you come into it nowadays, it is overwhelming because there's just so many facets that we have to teach someone. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things, and you just mentioned it here a few minutes ago about, you know, the Emergency Dispatch Academy developed here and was offered to the public here for the first time. How did that go? And what maybe are you thinking about possibly having that for next year?
Oh, my gosh, Chuck, it was amazing. So it was just an idea that we had. We thought, you know, if law enforcement could have an academy, why couldn't we have an academy? And so we branched out to have a two-day course, which was 3 hours a night. We were only looking for about 18 to 20 people to come do the first event, and we got 22 people who wanted to come on board. So we had the greatest interaction from our community and had two really good nights of learning, and I think that everybody that we spoke to felt like it was a really eye-opening experience, and asked if we could do it again this coming year because they wanted to come back and learn some more. So maybe we'll have an entry-level one,
yeah,
and a next step one. I don't know, but it was a really cool thing to see how many people really wanted to understand what we do and understand what it was like for somebody in the seat, in the chair, and get a little bit of that sense of what those people have to do every single day. So it was a really, really cool experience, and we had no idea how it would turn out, and it was just really great. So we were so thrilled.
That's awesome. Are you looking at maybe some adjustments here for running that back here later on this year?
I'd like to make it bigger, Chuck. Like, let's go big. I mean, whoever would want, let's get everybody in there. But I'd love to make it a little bigger and maybe a little longer. We kind of found that we had a couple more things that we probably could have talked about a little bit more. I think we'll try to maybe expand it and maybe open it up for more people next time.
Well, Roxanne, thanks for your time as always, and thanks to you and your staff for all you do under all that pressure at 911.
Thank you.
You guys do a great job, and we appreciate all you do. And thanks for your time, and stay safe out there.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You
good
too.
Yeah, Roxanne Van Gundy. Emergency Communications Director, Lyon County. They do great work there.
They do great work, and often under duress for that work, too. And